Psalm 24. This is the reading of God's Word. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He who received blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his salvation, or God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this precious time of hearing Your Word. Grant us an ear to hear Your Word. Let us hear Your Word and let our faith grow and we will be like Your Son more and more. And Father, through Your Word, let us see what our Lord has accomplished for us. Let us see our heavenly realities. And through Your Word, let us have fellowship with our Lord. Oh, Father, we pray that You will bless us, that Your Word will be preached correctly, and let us all hear, understand, and obey, and believe Your Word. We thank You, and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 24, again, the title tells us that it is a Psalm of David. And we are not certain about the historical background to this psalm, but most biblical scholars believe that David sang this psalm as he brought up the Ark of Covenant to the city of David, Jerusalem. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 through 3, now David built houses for himself in the city of David. And he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, no one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to Him forever. And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Obviously, this was before the temple was built. But we believe that right after the temple was built, as they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the Holy of Holies, they sang this psalm in the form of questions and answers. For example, one group asked, verse 3, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in the holy place? Then the other group will answer with verse 4. He who has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, and so on. Well, chapter 1 of Genesis tells us that our God created to create the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And the seventh day He rested. On the sixth day, God creates man and commands him to rule over all creation. God sets him on the throne as the king to rule over. Then God rests on the seventh day. And this God resting, this points to the eternal rest of heaven. This rest points to God sitting on His throne as the King of all things, including men. God's creation can be described as God bringing an order. God's creation can be described as God bringing an order to conquer the chaos. And this is described in terms of a war. Thus, the new creation is described as God conquering Satan and his followers. Then God rules his eternal kingdom as the eternal, glorious, and victorious king forever and ever. And God's people praise him and his glory forever and ever. All the people worship God forever and ever. God accomplishes the eternal, complete, and perfect obedience. The eternal, complete, and perfect surrender. The eternal, complete, and perfect submission. All serve God forever and ever. And this is what heaven is all about, and this is what our psalm is singing about. Our psalm sings that reality. Verse 1. The earth is Lord's, and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. God has created all things, and he is the master of all. He is the owner of all. Verse 2. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. And this is what Genesis tells us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 through 10. Then God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning a second day. Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gatherings of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Psalm 136, verse 6, say it this way. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness is everlasting. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. Psalm 100, verse 3, know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who he has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and sheep of his pasture. So, Psalm 100, verse 1 and 2, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. And verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. And this is how the psalm begins. God is the creator, so everyone worship him. Praise. Our God is the sovereign God, sovereign over all things. We must acknowledge his ownership and worship him. We must worship our God. Now, verse 3 asks, then who is able to worship this God? Verse 3, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? Who may ascend and stand to God? Before God. The hill of the Lord points to Mount Zion. His holy place points to temple. The place where our God is. Thus the question is, who is able to come to God? And verse 4 gives us the answer. He who has clean hands and a pure heart. who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. This is very important to us because we need to know if we are like this. Because these are the ones who are able to come to God and worship Him. We see four things. First, he who has clean hands. Second, who has a pure heart. Third, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood. Fourth, who has not sworn deceitfully. Now, clean hands. Isaiah 1:5, so when you spread your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you multiply prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are covered with blood. God requires perfect and righteous works. Pure heart. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure. What does this mean biblically? Well, it has two meanings. First, the filth has been cleansed. I mean, obviously, pure heart. But more importantly, secondly, pure heart means undivided heart. James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, your sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-mindedness. Leviticus chapter 26 verse 41 equates this double-minded heart as the uncircumcised heart. So the clean hands and a pure heart, they point to the perfect mind and the perfect action, the perfect conducts. They point to the inside and the outside of the whole man. Thus, those two describes a perfect man, a righteous man, who is able to come to God. The perfect and righteous man. Now, the other two, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, the falsehood, false glory, vain, empty glory, the worldly glory, or the false God. In the first commandment, God told us, you shall have no other gods before me. Who has not sworn deceitfully. In the ninth commandment, God told us, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. God said that the summary of the whole commandments are to love God and to love our neighbors. Thus, here in our verse, one who does not lift up his soul to falsehood and who does not swear deceitfully is the one who perfectly obeys the law of God. Now, who is like this? Well, certainly not me and certainly not you. Who is like this? The answer to that question is in verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. It is he who receives blessing and righteousness from God. Verse 6, this is the generation of those who seek him, who seek his face. Even Jacob. So it is he who seeks God and he who seeks God's face. Now these people gather at God's temple to worship God. And to them God comes. As God comes to receive their worship, all the people of God, the righteous, people of God, They praise God. That's from verse 7 to 10. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Psalm 89 verse 7, a God greatly feared in the counsel of the holy ones and awesome above all those who are around Him. Psalm 82 verse 1, God takes His stand in His own congregation. He judges in the midst of the rulers. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord victorious. Receive Him in, praise Him, worship Him. He is the King of glory. Amen and amen. And this is the sight of heaven. Amen. But if we look at ourselves, how sinful we are, it doesn't seem like we're part of this. But then it's not good news. It's not the gospel. And like I always try my best to do is to bring gospel to you. This psalm, just like the other psalms, is the psalm of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because it is psalm of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is also our psalm. When we read the New Testament, Jesus is the Creator God. He has created the whole universe. John chapter 1 verse 1 through 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, for by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. This God, after accomplishing the new creation, now sits as the King over all things in the right hand of God the Father. And His people worship Him forever and ever. The question of our psalm, who is able to come to Him and worship Him? One who is perfect inside and outside. One whose heart and actions are perfect. One who obeys the law of God perfectly. Question is, who is like this among us? The only person who is like this is our Lord Jesus Christ. No one else. Jesus, He lived a perfect righteous life. He lived that life for us. And in our places. Now we are united to Him in all things through our faith in Him. Not only He lived the righteous life for us, He also died for our sins. Thus, through our faith, God called us righteous in His sight. Thus, the answer to the question, who is able to come to God and worship God? The answer is us. Us who are in Jesus Christ. Not because we are worthy ourselves, but because of what Christ has done for us. It is us who are able to come to God. Meaning we are able to go to God. Go to heaven. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 and 20. Therefore, brethren, Since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil that is His flesh. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 18. But now in Christ Jesus, you who are formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For through Him we both have our access in one Spirit to the Father. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer Himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Do you understand? Even our conscience is cleansed by our Lord's blood. So we come to God with clear conscience. We know we're sinners. We know we deserve eternal hell forever. But even our conscience is cleansed by the blood of Christ, so that we come to God with clear conscience that we will not be judged because of Christ. We have confidence as we come to God. See, when you know how much you have sinned, and when you understand how righteous God is, and you come to God pretending to be righteous, pretending to be that person that God should receive, you know, even if you are doing that, your conscience will be bothered. Because you know you're a sinner. But the effect of what Jesus Christ has done and accomplished is that even that conscience is now cleansed. So we come with confidence and we stand before God, clearly understanding with confidence that He will receive us, that He is delighted in us. This is what Christ has done and what He has accomplished for us. Amen. We have the pure heart, meaning the circumcised heart. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision with that which is outward in the flesh. But he is Jew who is inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter, and his praise is not from men but from God. When Holy Spirit came to us, when He made us a new creation, He gave us new heart. He circumcised our heart. Do you remember who is able to come to God? Person with a circumcised heart, a pure heart. And that's you, that's me. Because He has, the Holy Spirit has circumcised our hearts. Our psalm sings about our heavenly reality. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their head. We see what goes on in heaven. All of God's people are gathered unto Him. Who is able to come to God? All these people. From every nation, all tribes and peoples and tongues. Verse 14, I say to Him, my Lord, you know who these people are. And He said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and have their They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tabernacle over them. Amen. There's the answer to the question in the psalm. Who is able to come to God? Who has washed their robes in the blood of Jesus Christ? Amen. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in His holy place? Only those who are in Jesus Christ. Only those who trust and believe in Jesus Christ. We have received blessings from God and righteousness from God of His salvation. And we are the ones who seek God and seek God's face. Jesus is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He has conquered Satan and all his followers through His death on the cross and His perfect righteous life. He has perfectly accomplished the new creation. And He has resurrected from the dead. And He ascends into heaven. Brothers and sisters, picture this. As Jesus Christ accomplished the new creation, and He ascends to heaven, and whole heaven praises as He comes into heaven to take His throne. He comes and the heaven just bursts into praise. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Can you just hear the praise that went on in heaven? This is what our psalm is all about. Yeah. Open your gates and receive our King of glory in. Gates. We see a description of heaven in Revelation 21, verse 12 and 13. It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There are 3 gates on the east, and 3 gates on the north, and 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. O people of God, open. Open gates and receive and welcome our victorious King. Our glorious King, and worship Him. Brothers and sisters, this psalm is a description of our present heavenly reality. We have ascended into the hill of the Lord. We are standing in His holy place. And to have us in His presence, Jesus Himself had become gates. John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9. So Jesus said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture." Amen. Jesus Christ has become gates, doors, so that we may come into God's presence. We enter heaven through Jesus Christ, the true door, the true gate. And we worship our God in that glorious place. That's what we're doing. Do you see it, brothers and sisters? The reality of Psalm 24 has been accomplished. What we see in Psalm 24 is our present spiritual heavenly reality. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we see the Ark of the Covenant coming into the holy tent. The Ark of the Covenant symbolizes God's throne. God is coming in to the holy tent. Amen. Jesus Christ, after accomplishing the eternal salvation for His people, He comes into the true Holy of Holies. That's what we're seeing in 1 Chronicles. And as the Ark of the Covenant coming into the holy tent, we see God coming in. And David praises God. Amen. Call upon His name. Amen. And brothers and sisters, let us join Him. Let us join Him. Let us sing with David. Amen. And this is what David says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 8 through 11 and verse 20 through 36. And that's how I'm going to end my sermon today. Hear what David has sung that day. As you hear, you sing with him. You praise God. Because Almighty God is sitting on His throne right before you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of His salvation from day to day. Tell of His glory among the nations, His wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, O Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. For He is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Amen. Then say, save me, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to Your holy name and glory in Your praise. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen. and praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace that we are able to come to you, that we are able to ascend that holy mountain, to stand in that holy place, to worship you and praise your holy name. Oh Father, let us remember that we are able to do so only in Jesus Christ. Not because we are righteous, not because we live a righteous life, but because of Jesus Christ, who alone has lived that righteous life and who shed his blood, precious blood, to cleanse all our sins. So we give all the glory to him. And Father, our hearts are already opened. It is wide open. And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit, has already entered our hearts. And you reside in us because we are your temple. That we have become holy of holies in Jesus Christ. Oh Father, let us worship you, praise you forever and ever. We thank you, God. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.